Good morning, Sheffield. It's Thursday, 6th of August, and this is your Rate Good Sheffield podcast, bringing you the local stories and events you need to know about today. A family is waking up to the aftermath of a devastating fire which left their Woodthorpe home badly damaged yesterday evening. Online reports say the incident was initially reported as a grass fire before it spread into a garden, then to a shed, and subsequently the house. Footage from the scene showed extensive damage to the roof as firefighters worked to make the area safe. There has been no official confirmation of any injuries or what caused the fire. Temporary stop and search powers remain in place in Sheffield's Page Hall area until 7:40 this evening, following 2 days of serious disorder. Police say two men have been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Another man was arrested on suspicion of assault, while a fourth was arrested on suspicion of possessing an offensive weapon. Extra police patrols and searches for weapons are continuing across the area. Two men are due to be sentenced at Sheffield Crown Court today following the murder of Richard Dyson, whose body was concealed inside a concrete-filled barrel for almost 6 years. 73-year-old Christopher Wright was convicted of murdering Mr. Dyson, while 72-year-old Carl Schwalber was convicted of conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. Elsewhere, four people have been arrested during a major police operation targeting illegal gambling, suspected drug dealing, and antisocial behaviour across Sheffield. Officers involved in Operation Duxford also seized four vehicles and thousands of pounds in cash during Wednesday's activity. Sheffield and Rotherham Wildlife Trust says 10 fires have damaged Carbrook Ravine and Richmond Heights in recent weeks. The Trust believes the fires were started deliberately, destroying wildflower habitats and putting nearby homes at risk during the prolonged dry weather. On the roads, drivers face continued disruption at the junction of Tenter Street, Broad Lane and Townhead Street, while improvement work takes place. Diversions are operating through Garden Street, with the closure expected to remain in place for up to 3 weeks. Sheffield drivers are certainly becoming experts in the scenic diversion. Sheffield City Council has defended enforcement action against routes allotments near Ecclesfield. The privately operated site has been ordered to remove 3 shipping containers, an access track, and a teepee installed without planning permission. The allotments themselves can remain while an appeal is considered. It appears both sides are determined to dig in. There's better news for a growing Sheffield business as bookseller Best Sellers Direct begins an exciting new chapter. The company is expanding into a new 30,000 square foot base on Grange Mill Lane after signing a 10-year lease. The refurbished industrial units will be used for book storage, sales and distribution across Britain and overseas. That really is a new chapter, with plenty of shelf space. However, Card Zone on the Moor is due to close on Saturday, the 5th of September, after 5 years of trading. The Card and Gift Shop is the latest retailer preparing to leave the shopping street following several other recent city centre closure announcements. The Moor could certainly do with more welcome cards and fewer leaving ones. Repair work at Forge Dam is expected to continue until the end of August, after a leak was discovered during a wider desilting and dam wall project. Parts of the site remain fenced off, and access may be disrupted while work is carried out to help the dam retain more water during dry spells. And finally, our Sheffield Essentials event guide pick of the day is the art history of Studio Ghibli. The talk will explore the artwork behind Studio Ghibli's magical films and how Japanese culture, traditions, and mysticism have influenced its distinctive visual style. It's taking place at Sheffield Students' Union on Western Bank. Doors are listed from 7 o'clock, with the talk beginning at 8, followed by a question and answer session. Also taking place today, there's a heritage cruise on the Sheffield and Tinsley Canal at 2, a crystal necklace workshop at Miss Crystal from 3, and Social Gaming Thursday at the Dice Box from 7. Please check availability and any last-minute changes with the individual organisers before setting off. And that's your Rate Good Sheffield podcast for Thursday, 6th of August.